listener production.
Hello, Ashley Ramos with your local briefing. Works at a mine site near Kambalda has been suspended as WorkSafe and police investigate the death of a 21-year-old man. Police were called to the site just before 3 o'clock yesterday afternoon. It's being treated as a workplace death. A report will be prepared for the coroner. The state government wants to establish WA as a prime destination for national and international screen productions with the help of a nearly $32 million boost. It follows filming in York, with the town no stranger to the big screen playing backdrop to films. Arts Minister David Templeman says the initiatives will allow young creatives to hone their craft.
The people who are going to make it, the people who are going to create it, the people who are going to build it, they are the ones that we're investing in. It's also about making sure that we create a pipeline of work. We create that environment for it to thrive.
Inflation's down, but not out. It's cooled to 3.6%, but that's still higher than the RBA's sweet spot. Treasurer Jim Chalmers says price hikes are slowing, but unfortunately not fast enough.
We know that inflation is persistent. We know that it is lingering, but we are making welcome and encouraging progress, particularly when you compare it to the peaks of 2022 and the situation that we inherited.
$330 million is being set aside for 9 clean energy projects across Australia. Two of them are in WA, including one in the goldfields. $35 million will be put towards powering cobalt and nickel operations with renewables at Glencore's Murrin Murrin mine in Leonora. In sport, a big round two in the Avon Footy League at the weekend. Federal taking home the win over York, the final score 125-64. Meantime, Northam couldn't get it done against Kellerberrin, going down 81-73. And Redbacks proved no match for Magpies, losing out 91-85.